The Sermons of the Humble Cure of Ours, St. John Vianney, titled The Beloved Crosses. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. The saints, my dear brethren, all loved the cross and found in it their strength and their consolation. But you will say to me, is it necessary then always to have something to suffer? Now sickness or poverty, or again scandal or calumny, or possibly loss of money or infirmity? Have you been calumniated, my friends? Have you been loaded with insults? Have you been wronged? So much the better. That is a good sign. Do not worry. You are on the road that leads to heaven. Do you know when you ought to be really upset? I do not know if you understand it, but it should be precisely for the opposite reason. When you have nothing to endure, when everyone esteems and respects you, then you should feel envious of those who have the happiness of passing their lives in suffering, or contempt, or poverty. Are you forgetting, then, that at your baptism you accepted the cross, which you never abandoned until death, and that it is the key that you will use to open the door to heaven? Are you forgetting the words of our Savior, if any man come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross daily, and follow me? Not for a day, not for a week, not for a year, but all our lives. The saints had a great fear of passing any time without suffering, for they looked upon it as time lost. According to St. Teresa, man is only in this world to suffer, and when he ceases to suffer, he should cease to live. St. John of the Cross asked God, with tears, to give him the grace to suffer more as a reward for all his labors. What should we conclude, my dear brethren, from all that? Just this. Let us make a resolution to have a great respect for all the crosses which are blessed, and which represent to us in a small way all that our God suffered for us. Let us recall that from the cross flows all the graces that were bestowed upon us, and that, at a consequence, a cross which is blessed is a source of blessings, that we should often make the sign of the cross on ourselves and always with great respect, and finally, that our houses should never remain without the symbol of salvation. Fill your children, my dear brethren, with the greatest respect for the cross, and always have a blessed cross on yourselves. It will protect you against the devil, from the vengeance of heaven, from all danger. This is what I desire for you. St. John Vianney, pray for us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.